Is it Maybe Something More by Dena Kilgore? As I headed out the door this morning, a bit late, mind you, I found that nearly every time I went to leave, there was something I remembered I was forgetting. First, it was my computer. Delay. Pack it up in its bag and time to go. Supplements. Forgot to take those. Got each one out of the bottle, took them. I need my vitamins. Time to go. Oops, needed to send that text message to a friend so I don't forget later. Quickly completed. Time to leave. Halfway out the door and I remembered I needed to ask Google to play Smile FM for the dogs while I'm gone. Hey, Google, play Smile FM. Okay, playing Smile FM. Nothing played. I waited a bit. Hey, Google, play Smile FM. Nothing. Hey, Google, play Smile FM. A response. I'm sorry, something went wrong. Please try again later. Hey, Google, play Smile FM. Okay, I've got this. Hey, Google, play K-Love. Okay, playing K-Love, but nothing started playing. I apologized to the dogs for the lack of music as I was literally running out the door. Got in the car, hit the garage door opener. Do you think the garage door opened? Nope. So I had to get out of the car to hit the button on the wall to open the garage. At this point, I'd realized that at least 15 minutes had passed since I was on my initial way out the door. And instead of getting frustrated like I used to do when I was younger, I thought, maybe this is something more. So I started thanking God as I got out of my car to go unlock the garage door. When things like this happen to a smaller degree, I don't really think much about it. But when it's a continual thing over and over, and so much time passes, I often wonder if God was keeping me away from an accident or something that I would have run into along my path that he was just steering me clear of. While this doesn't happen often in my life, I distinctly remember my blender exploding one morning all over my kitchen about 10 years ago, causing a huge delay before getting out the door. But usually when this does happen, I'm always reminded of the song, Angels Watching Over Me by Amy Grant, that I used to sing as a young girl. She was one of my favorite artists when I was younger, and that song would always make me smile. It still does. It reminds me that God uses whatever means possible to keep us safe. The lyrics of the song, Angels Watching Over Me. God only knows the times my life was threatened just today. A reckless car ran out of gas before it ran my way. Near misses all around me, accidents unknown. Though I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. But I know they're all around me, all day and through the night. When the enemy is closing in, I know sometimes they fight. To keep my feet from falling, I'll never turn away. If you're asking what's protecting me, you're going to hear me say, angels watching over me, every step I take. That was released in 1984 by Amy Grant. I got about a mile down the road and I realized I had also forgotten to grab my protein shake breakfast. I have drank a protein shake for breakfast on weekdays and most weekends for probably the last 10 years, and rarely do I forget it. I thought about turning around. After how this morning had gone, I even kind of checked in with God. Do I need to go back or is it okay to keep going? Did I need another few minutes to stall? I felt like it was okay to keep going, so I did. McDonald's breakfast sandwich, it was. I had a good morning drive and nothing out of the ordinary. But it's times like this, like the song says, I may never know what may have been going on around me or near misses that I may have avoided. Could have been the hand of our loving God and Father that was protecting my path, getting me where I needed to be to continue life. Of course, I understand that things like delays can be frustrating. I even still get frustrated at times. But if we simply stop and take the time to remember who is working behind the scenes of our lives, delays can be just another reminder that God is doing something in our lives. He knows the grand scheme of things. We do not. Be patient as he does what he needs to do, and thank him for even the delays. They may be the reason you're still here, and you don't even know it.